Triple J. It's Veronica and Lewis.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. This is our very first one.
It's our very first day at work. It's our very first drive shift. We're pretty bloody excited, and we're not entirely sure how podcasts work. So thank you for listening to it on the radio or in the car or in buses.
Riding a horse.
Riding a horse.
Riding a donkey.
Riding a horse-donkey fusion.
In the podcast, we basically chat with Joey Badass, ass. Which is it? You'll find out.
We ride his ass, question-wise, just like we did that donkey. Also, we get Mark Colvin in, who was one of Double J's very first journalists. He's now an incredibly respected broadcaster, and he gives us some tips on how to make edgy, great radio like they used to do in the 70s, and, well, it gets a little weird. You're on Triple J with Veronica and Lewis, and we're bloody excited to have in the studio our first international guest, a guy who's just made his way around the country for the second time in 2 years, Joey Badass. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, man, thanks for having me back, yo.
Do you mind if we pronounce it badass?
I mean, pronounce it however you want, man.
So I feel like every time I go to, every time we play your track and I'm like, that's Joey Badass. I feel like I'm just doing
it. Feel a little American there.
Oh, yeah, I do. I don't feel like I really ever nail it.
Joey Badass.
But I wouldn't even ever say ass in, like, a conversation anyway. I wouldn't say, hot ass.
Arse. yeah, people in the UK be like, Joey Badass. I'm like, yo, what the hell is that?
Yeah, it makes it feel a bit like, how you going?
Hey, I'm doing really good. Yeah. Really good, man. I can't complain. Everything is, you know, going very well for me. So I'm just really blessed to be here. No complaints at all, man. I'm in Australia for the second time, like you said.
Yeah, that so. Must. How does that feel for you? Like, does it feel strange? Does it feel pretty much part of the routine for you now?
Hey, man, it feels. I mean, some of it is somewhat routine, like, you know, seeing hotels again and every again, like, you know, that's something that I didn't really expect when I was like, yo, I want to do this or I want to do music. I didn't. Even expect that certain things would be routine and stuff like that, but you know, it's great. You know, at the end of the day, is what I love to do, is my passion. So as long as I got that, then I'm good.
Have you pretty much seen all the same sites as you saw last time you were here?
I switched it up a little bit. Yeah, like, yeah. When I was out in Tasmania, I went to the zoo. You know, I was chilling with the kangaroos and some Tasmanian devils and all of that. So, you know,
kangaroo babies are called Joeys. Right?
Yeah, I know, little Joeys. I just bounced right in here. You know?
Well, we know that your name's sort of been in the headlines a little bit of the week, in the last few weeks. We're not really going to focus on that too much because we just can't really. But what was your New Year's Eve like? How was the rest of Falls?
Hey, man, New Year's was great. You know why? Because I actually brought in the New Year's while I was on stage. Mm. So I got the opportunity to perform in 2 years at once.
Yeah, cool.
So that was super awesome. You know, we started at like 11:30 and the set ended at 12:30. So we brought in a New Year's. It was like 10, 9. So, you know, that was like probably the greatest moment in, like, you know, one of my show history. So,
is that one of your best New Year's Eves ever? Have you had some?
Definitely had to be one of my best, yeah, because I've never even expected I'd be on stage during, like, you know, bringing in the New Year and everything. And what's so crazy is that being here, I'm like 16 hours ahead of home. Mm-hmm. So I'm like in the future. So I celebrated New Year's twice.
What do you usually do for New Year's Eve?
Just with family, friends, you know, just the regular going out, you know, drinking, getting wasted. Just celebrating life, you know.
Yeah, sweet.
But most importantly, you know, I got a set of goals for, like, you know, every New Year. I make sure that, you know, I'm ahead of myself and I got some accomplishments and, you know, goals that I'm trying to set and meet.
I love this because I'm definitely like that, and I feel like Lewis thinks I'm lame for it.
Every year Veronica sort of gets halfway through the year and she very, like, shyly shows me the list that she's working on. She's like, look,
it's not like New Year's resolution. It's like goals that's going to happen this year. It's like things that I'm going to accomplish this year.
Oh, shit. Like, you already know. Basically, like, I will release an album.
Lock it in.
Yeah, you feel me, right? Yeah. And actually, from 3 years ago when I was in high school, it was actually one of my goals that I wrote down. It's still in my notebook today, to release an album on my birthday. So January 20th, I'll complete that goal.
Wow.
3 years later, 4 years later.
What else have you got planned for your birthday? You're going to be releasing the album around the world.
Well, you know, besides the fact that it's my birthday and the day that my album drops, like, you know, I expect to just be super wild doing, like, a whole bunch of crazy stuff. But right now, I know that my day is looking kind of busy. Like, I think I got a lot of press during the day. And then, you know, the album release party slash birthday party is at night. So, you know.
Let's play a song from your forthcoming album, Before the Money. We want to play number 99. Do you want us to tell us a little bit about it?
So number 99 right here is produced by my man DJ Static Selecta. And the story behind this record is actually funny because, like, he's been trying to get me to rap on this beat for almost a year. Like, he had this beat. Like, he made the beat in front of me. Ever since he made it, he was like, yo, dog, I'm telling you, it's going to be your next hit. Like, yo, you got to do this. I'm like, yo, I don't really like it. I don't like it. But then finally one day, like, I felt it and I just did it. And it was what it was. So here it is, my new single, number 99, off the Before the Money album.
Peace. Warning, strong language alert.
On Triple J, that was number 99 from Joey Badass on his forthcoming album, Before the Money.
We don't talk a little bit about the film clip as well for number 99, that track we just played, because it's pretty high concept, pretty incredible music video. Can you talk us through it for those who haven't seen it?
Okay, so, you know, what I really pretty much wanted to capture throughout the video was just, like, you know, the whole message of the song, like, you know, is it's from a revolutionary perspective. Of just, you know, being held back and, you know, being not able to do certain things, having limitations against you, like, you know, and just where I grew up, this is how we was raised, you know. It was a lot of things that, you know, we was told would be held away from us that we couldn't do, and a lot of, like, you know, racial profiling and things like that. So, you know, I really wanted to capture that whole feel for my video, you know, really wanted to express that whole view and dynamic of just, you know, my whole neighborhood and people that can relate to me and where I come from. So, you know, it follows the story of this vigilante name, you know, the Batman.
Oh, in fact, I've got a little clip from the video clip. I'll just play it right now.
Well, the manhunt could be ending for the mysterious vigilante known only as Batman. Authorities say they've recovered items that Batman hid or abandoned in a local train yard. BNN's Karen Peters has more.
The 19-year-old Bodmon has eluded capture for the last 8 nights, but the supremacy say they are hot on his trail and have found more clues.
So you play the Bodmon?
Yes, I am the vigilante, and basically, you know, I'm this youth activist, and I'm standing for the revolution. I'm standing for the change, for the reform. But so the media basically portrays me as, you know, the bad guy, of course, like, you know. Like all superheroes
in the night
and everything. So, but, you know, the people is on my side, and you know, that's where all of the masks come from, showing that, like, you know, they're just like me and everything. So, and I'll just lead the revolution that way.
But have you been, like, just caught in long conversations with the Run the Jewels guys about this?
Okay, yeah, no, we've definitely been having some toast. We actually had some dinner last night at this banging spot. Calamari fries are so great.
That's awesome.
And I had this drink called Cucumber Collins. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
What's it? I'm not familiar with the Cucumber Collins.
Hey, you need to try it.
Damn it, in my own backyard. You're letting this slide. And while we're talking on pretty exciting things to happen to you, very recently, Pro Era got a pretty massive endorsement from a presidential daughter.
Yes, we definitely did. Shout out to, you know, Malia Obama.
She's listening.
I'd also like to follow up with a quick shout out to Malia Obama. Just for Roy Lewis. Big fans of her work.
Word, man. Hey, Pro Era loves the Obamas.
Yeah, so she posts a photo recently wearing a Pro Era t-shirt. It's crazy. How did you, where were you when you, like, found out about that?
Hey, I was in my dreams. I was sleeping. And because, you know, the time here is way ahead of everybody back home. Mm. So when it's, like, midday home, we're sleeping. You know, it's, like, early in the morning or, you know, whatever. We're just waking up. So when I woke up and I seen, you know, all my guys back home posting this. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, what's going on? So I just immediately just posted it. Without even thinking about it twice, I just posted it up. I was like, yo, this is crazy.
This is absolutely crazy. Perfect situation to do another good exchange. Like, potentially you could go to the White House to meet her.
Hey, let's do it all.
We are talking to Joey Badass.
I'm trying to get them private flights to, you know.
That's, yeah, again, After the Money. Here we go, album two. Well, the album is coming out on the 20th of January, which is also your birthday. Happy birthday in advance if you don't get a chance to chat to you. So what else is looking ahead to 2015? What else?
Hey, man, a lot of big moves, you know, right now, you know, Teach Me being the hottest record in the world right now. So, you know, going to see a lot of, you know, things happening just off of the strength of, you know, that record. And I'm really excited about it. You know, I like to dance. That's one thing people don't really know about me. So I'm really excited about introducing new sides of my character this year as well.
Whoa, dance video.
Hey, I didn't say anything.
And what about a Pro Era album?
That's definitely in the works.
Yeah.
In the works right now as we speak. And that will be amazing.
Joey Badass, thank you so much for coming to chat to us.
No
it's
problem.
So good
thank
to have you.
Thank you guys so much for having me back as well.
You're on Triple J with Veronica and Lewis.
And we're celebrating 40 years of Triple J this year, and we're reconnecting with a lot of influential musicians from our history. But our next guest was one of our very first presenters. He graduated from Oxford University, then came to Australia to become one of the first journalists on a little radio station called Double J. He's an absolute broadcasting legend, and we're really excited to have him on to teach us a thing or two about our job. It's Mark Colvin.
Good morrow.
Oh, it's very formal.
Well, on my show, I always say hello to my guests using greetings from Shakespeare. Good morrow, hark, how now? Or, mistress, what cheer? What news from the Rialto?
Yeah, right.
Of course, back in my Double J days, we just used to say, what up, Pindix?
Oh, okay. Well, we're pretty keen to get some advice from you about how you did it in the 70s to make such great radio.
My advice? Straight up. You punch some cones, get a sweet buzz on, it's the only way to get through a shift. I gave the same advice to Zan Rowe 3 years ago, and now she's a loose unit. I couldn't stop her cutting feral if I wanted to.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You think you could get away with the crazy shit we did without it? One time we put a donkey and a horse in the studio and watched for hours as they made love to Nick Cave on a loop.
Wow.
Wow, I don't think our bosses would let us do
authority. F*** it big time, man. There ain't no rules. Don't be a pussy. If I want to talk about how I've been stealing copper wire from the ABC transmission room to sell online, I can, and they can't do shit.
Jeez, you're pretty hardcore.
You gotta be. One time one of the DJs got so fired up about how much he loved Bowie, he just started stabbing the roof with red-coloured pencils until he got dizzy and fell off a table. It was mad gear.
Right. Well, we might have to let you go, Mark.
Another thing, while you're on air, you've got to sleep with as many people as possible. You'll never have a hotter libido stank than when you're all up on the decks.
Okay, we're going to have to wrap it up here.
And bring back Secret Sound, the competition. We invented it on Double J in the 70s and commercial radio stole it.
Okay, Mark, now...
No one made sounds as secret as us. Took decades to guess them. ASIO begged us to tell them what it was. A bird pissing mid-flight, a $2 coin slipping into a stripper's garter belt. No one knew.
Okay, Mark, well, thanks again so much for coming in. We're going to have to go to a song. We will be right back. This is Watermat on Triple J.
What the hell was that, Mark?
Your boss, Ollie, told me to be honest. Too raw for you? Not my problem. Peace out, Pindix.
That was super weird. Can we get Ollie in here?
What's up?
Did you hear that go to air? That Marco was crazy. He was just being super inappropriate on air.
No, not at all. Look, you know who's being inappropriate on air is you guys, with Pindix.
Why is everyone calling us Pindix?
I don't even have a dick.
Mark's right. Look, you guys are super lame. You're not hardcore at all.
What?
Your vibe is too preppy. Neither of you have tattoos, and no one's played in a punk band. And no offence, your clothes are just not cool at all.
You can't even hear clothes on radio.
This is my favourite dress.
Yeah, take that off.
This is really unfair.
Next break, I want a secret sound competition. It's a bloody good competition. Straight away, noises.
What the hell? We're not going to do secret sound.
We don't even have any noises.
What the hell? You're on Triple J. That was Watermat with Bullet. Hope you're having a really great day. You're with Veronica and Lewis. It's our first day and we're very, very excited to be with you. Bit of a change of plans, actually. You know what we're going to do? We're going to, just like Mark Colvin said, we're going to do the secret sound competition, which I think will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so what we do is we get a sound, and if you think you know what the sound is, then give us a call, 1-300-055-536, and I guess a prize... I don't know.
We'll come up with a prize. Yeah,
sure.
No worries.
Okay, so go for the sound, Lewis.
Oh, no, I think you have the sound, don't you, Veronica? You have the sound?
Yep. That was it. That was the sound. 1-300-055-536. Give us a call if you know what that was. I think we've got someone on the line already. Line one, do you know what the sound is?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say that I'm a huge Mark Colvin fan.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to line two. Line two, do you know what the secret sound was?
Yeah, hey, Pindix, you're not doing the secret sound properly.
No, I think we are.
It's a mouth making a noise. It was way too easy.
Ollie, is that you?
Yeah, it is. And you know what? This is really disappointing. Ollie. In 40 years of Triple J history, this is honestly the worst Secret Sound I've ever heard.
You're not even 40 years old. How could you have heard the 40-year history of Secret Sound?
This is just the worst first shift in the station's history.
You know seriously. What? F*** you, pin dick. We're not going to do your goddamn Secret Sound. I don't care if Triple J has a long and proud history of making obscure sounds and asking people to guess what they are for cold, hard cash. We're not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, man, you know what? It's just going to be classy radio from here on in. Prank calls and embarrassing young women in front of their mothers. That's what people want.
But you know what you need to do is...
No, this is how it's going to be. We're going to stop being pussies, just like Mark Colvin told us.
Shit, yeah, stick it to the man.
Shut up, Colvin!
Right on. You're listening to Double J. Peace out, pin sticks.
No, it's pin dick. You stuffed up your own thing.
Triple J. It's Veronica and Lewis.